And welcome to another Tom and Shane podcast. Thanks for being with us this morning and happy to be here with you. And today we're going to talk about Afghanistan, and it's been on the news everywhere. You can't swing a cat without hitting some kind of a story about Afghanistan. And we're going to start that right now. So talking about Afghanistan, I guess we should probably start with a little bit of a history of Afghanistan, because Kabul's been around 3,500 years, so it's not a new country, it's not a new city. And you know, when you compare Afghanistan with the United States, you know, we came here in about 1620 or so, well, 1492 if you want to really go back, but 1620, and then 156 years later we had the Declaration of Independence. And then it was another 20 or so years before we had a constitution. But, you know, we had something to fight for back then. What do the Afghans have to fight for exactly? How many governments have they had? You know, the warlords of the North, they have been running the country up there for centuries. And, you know, in the South and the West, we've got some freedom for Christians can move around without being shot. And women have some rights, but with the Taliban takeover now, women's rights right out the window. They're shooting people in the street. They're shooting women in the street for not wearing burqas. And, you know, the Taliban is going to take Afghanistan back to the 6th century. And when you put 300,000 trained Afghans, trained by the United States of America, the most powerful nation on earth, when you put 300,000 against 75,000, what exactly do those Afghans have to fight for? What is it? You know, I mean, what kind of a country? I mean, are they fighting for more freedom? Are they fighting for against tyranny? No, they are given up without a fight in most cases. So it's not a pretty picture in Afghanistan. So, you know, when you compare that to the Revolutionary War of the United States, everybody who was in the Revolutionary War, well, virtually everyone, was born in the United States of America. They had something to fight for. We had a country that wanted freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of everything. And those people in the Revolutionary War actually had something worth fighting for. They didn't want to go back to King George rule the Church of England. They wanted freedom of religion. They wanted freedom of speech. They wanted freedom from search and seizure. They wanted freedom from tyranny and mob or, royalty rule. The people wanted to control government, not the other way around. Today, it's kind of hard to tell where that line is, but that's the idea, and that's pretty well what we fight for. Now, leaving Afghanistan, well, this was botched as badly as anything can be. This is reminiscent of leaving Vietnam in 1975, you know, taking helicopters off the embassy to try to get to an airport and get people out before the North Vietnamese swept in and killed virtually everyone they saw. So, yeah, we're looking at a similar situation here in Afghanistan. And it's not a pretty picture. You know, we've all seen the video of the plane taxiing down the runway with thousands of people under the plane and in front of it and whatever, and clinging to the side of the plane, like, I guess, yeah, I'll hang on to the side, and when we get there, I'll just hop off. So I don't know what they're thinking, but anyway, so now they got to send 6,000 troops in to secure the airport and try to get, they don't know how many people are still in Afghanistan. They don't know how many Americans are still in there. You know, I mean, this is not the way you withdraw from a country. You know, and why are we leaving all our stuff behind? I mean, come on. When you withdraw from a country, if you're going to decide to withdraw, then what you do is you send in a massive amount of troops to protect the people leaving. You get those people out. You secure the airport. You secure transportation of some kind. And you keep the people out of the city. I don't know what this administration was thinking was going to happen. I mean, they had 2 or 3 weeks to watch the Taliban completely overrun every city they came up against, because the Afghans, they had nothing to fight for. So, yeah, they just give up their guns and say, hey, I'm with you. And, you know, in many cases, they were just shot, you know, because they were on the wrong side. So, you know, where were we there? So what you do is you bring in enough troops to get everybody out, get them to the airport, get them out of town. And then the troops that are left, they blow up and destroy everything left. Now, we've left them jet planes. We've left them artillery. We've left them small arms. We left them ammunition. We left them all kinds of stuff. And the only thing we can do is freeze their assets in banks in the United States. The International Monetary Fund is going to seize some of their funds and hold them until some kind of a government is recognized. I think China's already recognized the Taliban as a government. No surprise there. Thank you very much. So I don't know, man. These guys are just, they are, you know, this couldn't have been botched any worse. I don't know. I don't know how it could be worse, but hey, if you like what you're listening to, let me get that out of the way. Sorry. Why not subscribe and ring the notification bell, and you'll never miss another Tom and Shane podcast. And Shane's taking some time off, but he will return eventually. So, yeah, subscribe, like us, and let us know what you think. Leave some things in the comment down below. Also, we need to let you know that we do these podcasts with StreamYard. And there is a link to that below, and you can also check that out. You can have guests on with you. You can have things on the screen, as we've done today. So check all that stuff out. So, yeah, we're happy to be here, and happy to use StreamYard for that. So, well, you know, this Afghan thing's going to go on for a while. Probably the Afghanis or the Taliban is going to hold people for ransom until they release the funds, or start shooting people in the, you know, public executions until the United States capitulates, which this administration seems to capitulate as a normal course of events. And this is going to get worse before it gets better, I believe. This is similar. There's no wonder the Taliban is emboldened after watching our summer of riots and nobody doing anything about it, defunding the police, all of that. They know the American people are not going to go for an all-out war on Afghanistan. We can't do an all-out war anyway. Problem is that we're restricted by the Geneva Convention, and the Taliban is not. They don't really care about the convention. They have no problem executing prisoners for any reason whatsoever. They have no problem bombing cities and blowing up stuff. Doesn't matter if women or children are there. None of that matters to them. And we have to abide by all of these rules. And that's why war is certainly outdated, at least the way we fight it. But the people we're fighting against have no qualms whatsoever about following the Geneva Convention. That's not going to happen. So that's where that's where we find ourselves. And we'll see what happens in the coming days and months, but I don't look for a peaceful outcome for the poor people in Afghanistan with the Taliban in control. So we'll see you on the next podcast. Hey, don't forget that we are also on every Saturday on radio. Absolutely. And we're on Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Click listen now at KMMSAM.com. Don't forget to do that. And the one thing I forgot, 1 million refugees come to the United States. What? We've got a border to the south that's a sieve. And what, we're going to take another million people in from Afghanistan? Is Italy closed? Is Germany closed? Is Spain closed? Is the British Isles closed? What about Iraq and Iran? There's plenty of room there. Why aren't they going there? So I don't know. It's going to get worse before it gets better, I'm afraid, folks. So, but anyway, we will see you next podcast, which will be next Tuesday at this regular time, and we'll see everybody then. Thanks for watching.